Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Musibye omutyamu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Yesu aba mulungi.
Jesus is good.
Ekiseera kyonna.
All the time.
Kubanga ye lyekkubo obulamu n'amazima.
For him is the way, the truth, and the life.
Nga bwe tumusomako mu Yokaani sura 14.
As we read of him in the John chapter 14.
N'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
And the verse 6.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twongere okuddiza Katonda Kitaffe ekitiibwa.
We move to give glory to God the Father.
Wamu n'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu.
Together with his word, our Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, gathering us always,
and
they move on, teach us to profit.
Because
he promised Isaiah 48:17, that see, I'm going to teach you how to profit, and who shows you the way you have to take. Even this day, by his Holy Spirit, spoke of it in John 14:26, and he says that when the Spirit will come, he will teach us all and he will remind us of all. We thank him, the Holy Spirit, who has prepared the teaching priest of the many seasons, and those priests have not been available. For he speaks in 2 Chronicles 15:3, that for a long time, Israel, that we call church of today, had not a true God, and there is no teaching priest, and there are no laws.
So,
the appearing of the teaching priest
is
responsible of the Holy Spirit who teaches.
And
the appearing of the Holy Spirit who teaches,
it
requires of a God who teaches, God the Father, his word Jesus. For Jesus, he is the high priest who reigns over heavens and earth. According to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14-16. Praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. Even today we've come to move on forward. The Father is indeed pleased,
basing
above all the heavens, as it is written about him. In the Job chapter 28:23-24, that he bases above all the heavens and he sees through all the heavens. And Ephesians 4:6, he says that one God, the Father of all, who is above all, who passed through all and who works in all, even now he's based above his priest, and he sees us very well. We've gathered. Indeed, even the word of God, and he
bases
in the third heaven,
2 Corinthians 12:4,
verses 1-4, even Matthew 28:18, when he reigns over heavens and earth. Right now he is based in the third heaven,
so
God pleased over this our gathering
to
restore those who worship God in spirit and truth. The spirit of grace who left the mercy seat, that in the midst of the
cherubim,
as Ezekiel 10 says, verses 1-5, he to his place, when he came down in the Acts chapter 2, verses 1-4, and he has come to lead us, as written of him in Romans 8:14, that those led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
It
please to come empower us and teach us all. Right now,
he's
not only pleased by himself, as Psalms 104:30 says, he sends the spirit they are created and renews the face of the earth. Now the leader, the Holy Spirit, he does not pass alone. He moves with this in the Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. even angels are spirit sent to serve us to inherit salvation.
We
have already got placed to work together with us who keep the word of God. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hopewitness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob, we love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hold
you all over the world. We love you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless in this ministry of the full knowledge of God to move and welcome you onto the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory to reaching you to life, to reaching eternal life. In Hosea 4:6 he says, people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. But in John chapter 17, verse 3, he said that eternal life is to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus
is
saved. So we a ministry promised to bring knowledge spoken of in Isaiah 11, verse 9, that they will no more destroy and they will no more hurt on the holy mountain of God. But the earth will be filled knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea.
So we're knowledge of God.
It's the ministry of full knowledge of God.
And
we create a generation which was promised. In the Psalms chapter 78, verses 6 up to 8. Children who will be born and they have knowledge of their God, even the works of their hands. And they are not like their forefathers.
It's a
rebellious generation. People who never align themselves with God and they don't settle in their hearts. We have come to get aligned more. Praise Jesus much. We are a ministry which lead the nation of Uganda in the worldwide call. God's final work on this planet Earth,
revival
and restoration of all things. And Uganda, that it can lead all nations of the world in the same work together to restore those who worship God in the spirit and truth. To restore those who worship God in the spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much all over the world. Yes, we've so far studied for 3 days. There are 2 days studying. Today is the third day. The first day we were introducing ourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And tell our brethren, we already began and we set off to start.
Even
one far at the corners of the earth, tell them we already started. When we introduce that we started, a person can come from any far they are and they come. Do not limit them whether they come from where. Tell them we are in the gatherings, come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we thank God. We've studied many things on the worshippers of God, those who worship God in spirit and truth, those who promised they'll come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia, the river known still as River of Egypt, the River Nile, at its source here in the nation of Uganda, as we've come studying. This day, we want to look most at the same thing. Why God has sent revival and restoration of those who worship Him and praise Him by the Spirit and truth. Over what reason? What has happened? What is happening on those who worship Him? To reaching Him to say that I want you to do revival and restoration of those who praise me and they worship me and they sing for me in the Spirit and in truth. Why do you think God has done that? You know, as we first told you, the revival never happens except you be found with faults.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Except be found with faults. Now there are many faults. Those which have been done in praising, in worshipping, in singing for God, in the gospel songs
or gospel music,
or gospel music. There are many faults which have been done, and there are many foundations which have been uprooted, which need to be restored.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So for those mistakes, that's why God has commanded the restoration. For those who praise, worship, and sing for him in the spirit and truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we're going to
appear to proceed on. But as
he
says in the Hebrews chapter 8,
verse
7 to enter verse
8.
And he says like this.
Abebulaniya isule yomunana noru nyiriri oromusambu.
Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 7.
Kubenda ganerie yoruberebelie, singate bali kocha kunenyezebwa. Tewandi nonyezebwa banga, erie yoko bili.
For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Verses 8.
Kubanga uroku basingana nensobi, buwabanenya chavayo gera antiraba. Enaku zidja, buwayo gera mukama.
For finding faults with them, he says, behold, the day comes, and says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That if the old covenant did not have faults in it,
there
would not have been a space for a new covenant. But for finding us with faults,
we
committed faults concerning the old covenant, he puts in place a new covenant to be able to revive and restore the faults we have committed, even the foundations we had removed. Now many times that revival you see is not done when there are no faults those who have been committed. In restoration it's not done when there are no foundations which have gotten wasted. Now it means even in the praise of God, in worshipping him, in singing for him, in the songs of God known as gospel music, there are many faults, even many foundations which were uprooted. Praise Jesus much. Because when he speaks in the Isaiah 58, verses 12, as he says that you restore, there are foundations which were uprooted, like the foundation of worshipping God in his spirit and truth, and remained one thing to praise, to worship, and we sing songs of God, yet we've not thought how they sing them in the spirit and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ. So
that thing brought a great harm.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Let's read there in the Isaiah 58, verses 12.
Isaiah esule yatano mu munana n'olunyiriri olw'12.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12.
Naba abali kuvaamu balizimba ebifo ebyedda ebyazika. Oliza emisingi egy'emirembe emingi. Ero liyitibwa nti muzibi wa kituli muzza wa makubo ga kutuulamu.
And they from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in.
He,
yes.
Kugamba, agendo kugamba.
Now to say, when he tells you that thing needs to be restored, its foundations means they have already gotten uprooted. Now we have a foundation where we base as we praise, as we worship, as we sing for God. The foundation of spirit and in truth. Praise Jesus much. Because those kind are ones whom God seeks. That they want to worship him. As he speaks in the John chapter 4, verse 23. Let us read we here.
Yokana esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
John chapter 4, verse 23.
Naye ekiseera kijja era kituuse. Abasinza amazima lwe banaasinzanga kitaffe mwoyo n'amazima. Kubanga kitaffe anoonya abalinga abo okubeera ab'okumusinzanga.
But the hour comes and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in the spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. Yes.
Katonda anoonya.
God seeks
abamusinza mwoyo ne mazima.
Those who worship him in the spirit and truth.
Babirenga ab'okumusinza.
That he be wants to worship him.
Na yinga tutunagenda tunyonyoka omusinja ogwo.
But before we go and get explained of that foundation,
twaga tukulaga engeri gye gwavaawo.
I want to first show you the way it ceased to be there.
Na yinga ekyo.
Yet that.
Kino tandikira ano mu ggwanga lya feria Uganda.
Has to start from here in our nation Uganda.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga wetwasumye jjo.
For when we started yesterday, as we read in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 to 10, we heard that these worshippers of God himself told us they come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
We
heard nations have to hear many, many songs. Let's repeat Zephaniah we hear.
Zephaniah esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verses 9.
Kubanga mu biro ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu bonna bakabire erinnya lya Mukama okumuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
For then will I restore to the people a pure language that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord.
Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
Eri emitala w'emigga gya Ethiopia abasinza abange era n'omuwala w'abantu bange abagobebwa balindeetera ekiweebwayo.
From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, even the daughter of my despised, shall bring my offering.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
From beyond rivers of Ethiopia, the worshippers of the living God, those who worship him in the spirit and truth, praise Jesus much. And that's why when we read in Isaiah chapter 24, verse 14 up to 16, and nations expect many songs coming from the east, in the East Africa, at the utmost parts of the earth, in the nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus much. Because I expect you wrote them down very well. But the reason why we must restore the worship of God in the spirit and truth, it is to say that this time, which is called the praising moment of God, the worship of God, singing with for God or singing with God in the songs of gospel, it is not in the foundation of truth.
It is
not in the foundation of spirit and truth. Because they reached and they copied all things of the world, and they did not copy all things of heaven. Have you understood me well? That God, when we worship him or we praise him, he expects us
the
things done in heaven be done on earth. Now we, what we did, we copy things of the world be done in the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
many things have been copied, like dancings.
gakopedwa kuva munsi,
and they have been copped from the world.
Waburanga tegakopedwa kuva mwagaga wo
muguru. But when they have not been copped from that of heaven,
kubanga okusoma kugamba bwe kuti,
for the written says like this,
mu Matayo muruka esure ye 11,
in the Luke chapter 11,
olunyiriri olusoka n'olwokubiri,
verses 1 and 2,
ngagamba bwati,
and he says like this,
Luke esure ye 11 n'olunyiriri olusoka,
Luke chapter 11 from verse 1.
Awolwatuka bayalinga ali mu kifo ngasaba boyamala kubayigirizwa abe omu na mugamba anti mukama waffe tuyigirize okusaba eranga yokana boyayigirizanga abayigirizwa abe.
And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Verse 2.
Nabagamba nti bwe musabanga mugambe nga nti kitaffe ali muggulu erinnya lyo litukuzibwe obwakabaka bwobujje byoyagala bikolebwe mu nsi nga bwe bikolebwa muggulu.
And he said unto them, when you pray, say, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done as in heaven so on earth. Yes.
Because
thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Imagine. And we have not praised as it is done in heaven. Imagine we are praising, but heaven does not endorse our praising. Imagine we sing songs. Even angels cannot involve themselves to sing with us. You know, when we begin to sing what is called gospel music, where it involves praising, worship, songs of band gospel, those of the hymns, the sounds, all those, when they are sung, they are expected to be in the spirit. Yes. And they are in spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And to being in the spirit, they have to be just as they are done in heaven. For we proven we have to sing with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Him, God, where he begins from, is here. When he speaks in the Amos chapter 6 and the verse 5,
he says,
there are instruments we've invented which appear like those which King David made. Yet King David, when he made the instruments of praise, on the worship, singing for God, he did them just as they are in heaven. Because King David, he had a heart just like of God, to do all the will of God.
Sure. But
these did not have a will of God at all. Let's first read the Amos we see.
Amos esule yomukaga n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Amos chapter 6 verse 5.
Abayimbya ndi abayimbire nyimbe zitaliimu kuddoboze ly'ennanga. Abeegunjira ebintu ebivuga nga Dawudi.
That chant to the sound of the harp, and invent for yourselves instruments of music like David. Yes. Now they sing songs, and they dance upon them dances which are not right, and they invent musical instruments which appear like of those in King David.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. But they are not the exact ones. And they reach to dance.
But
even their clothes fall off like those of King David. Now, if the clothing fell off King David, you
don't
want them to break off yourself?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, King David, he made musical instruments. But both instruments, he did them as the will of God was. For a reason, when was putting on King David to be leader, according to Acts, he said that King David, he has a heart just like of his, to be able to do as the will of God is. Even though Satan was too much on him, to try to see he does not execute the will of God, but he tried
to
see that he does the will of God. Let's read these Acts. We see
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 2.
Acts chapter 13 verse 22.
Bwe yamujja awoyo n'abayimiririza Dawudi okuba kabaka waabwe, gwe yawaako nti gwe yayogerako ng'ategeeza nti ndabye Dawudi omwana wa Yese, omuntu alinga omutima gwange bwe gwagala, anaakolanga byenjagala byonna.
And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who shall fulfill all my will.
He,
yes,
Kabaka Dawudi,
King David, he had a heart just like of God.
Era,
and
Katonda ngachimanyi nti okwagala kwenga bwe kuli muguru,
God knew that his will just as it is in heaven,
Kabaka Dawudi agenda kukola
kumusi, King David will do it on this earth.
Era yakola ebivuga bingi,
and he made many musical instruments
ebyokuyimbira Katonda,
of singing for God.
Era,
and
batendekanga abantu,
they trained the people
bulijjo kuyimba ennyimba za Katonda,
always to sing the songs of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Wasn't that you just come from everywhere you come from? Not. You had to be instructed in this. You had all skills of singing the songs of God. Not that you come from skills of the world. instructions of the world. And you come to sing on the side of God. It wasn't like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
If
you come from the world and you are a musician, when you reach here, we tell you are not a musician of the songs of God. You need to be instructed in this.
So sing
and not like these ones that has come out also, you have sung a song of God. Where did you learn it from? I hear chikibombe, something like that.
Chikibombe?
It's something like that. This is Jacob, baby, he knows that. How is it
said?
It say what?
Gospel music fire away.
Hey, gospel music fire away.
Okay.
Katonda yaba wade shi?
Chikibombe.
Chikiri? Chikiri?
Chikiri? Who knows that thing, how it flows? Pastor Triumpha. You give her a microphone, she helps us on this. God gave them what? Let's hear that. Okay.
She rising.
Okay. So the gospel is fired away.
You
switch it off, you remain with it.
Gospel music fire away.
Gospel music fire away.
Chiri fire away. Chiri
fire away. What? How is this sung? Fire away.
They
burn it. It seems to be.
And
those that they are the powerful gospel musicians of the nation. That they even get awards. Amazing.
You,
because you're no more in the spirit, you cannot discern that. Spiritual man is the one who can judge and discern everything. That in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2? Let us read. We see. You can no more discern, you just hear and you jam on the song.
Abakorinse kisoka esule iyo kubiri no runyiriri ole 15.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15.
Abakorinse kisoka esule iyo kubiri no runyiriri ole 14.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 14.
Nayo omuntu owo mukobuka takiriza bya moyo gwa Katonda. Kubanga bya busirusiru jali. Etayinza kubitayinza kubitegera.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15.
Nayo omuntu owo moyo akebera byonna, naye yennyini takeberwa muntu yenna.
But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man.
He.
Yes.
Kakatirabaku.
Now you see.
Singa waliyo subulo sinza katonda moyo ngoli wa moyo.
If you are able to worship God and you are spiritual, all those you would have discerned them. Yet you, no one can judge you. That now God has given us chikibombe and things.
Fire away, gospel music fire away. Neno zivude danga zijazisereera
buserera. Come from old slidings gradually like
that. Wadumu ya yimba.
This one who sang.
Murembe kuruno gwa Yesu.
The generation this time is for Jesus.
And
the praising God. Praising. This generation this time is for Jesus.
And then,
you know how he clothed?
He
put a tie on a neck without a shirt on him. He put on, did he put a jacket on himself? Yes. Something like that. A coat.
But
the tie on the neck. No shirt. The generation of Jesus.
Now,
all then generations, whether they were of Satan, this one which is here today is for Jesus.
That one
coming perhaps will be for Satan, for they keep exchanging. But that is a lie. Bible, when it speaks of Jesus, Hebrews 13 verse 8, it says, Jesus yesterday, today, and forever, he is the same. The one who reigns all generations, amen. Now there is another. They are sung like this.
Yes, we did.
Jesus, your one name, and your word. Now we remember. Jesus is the word. John 1:14. He clothed flesh. It appeared to us. I wonder his name. His word, yet he is the word. The song would have been like this. Father, your one name and your
words.
For John 1:1, the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God.
Now
sliding has come when it's just growing more. And the other moved to fall. She did fall, but she knocked the ground. And she ended taking husbands of the others.
And
she was gradually sliding from spirit and from the truth of the word we could not discern, starting to sing songs of the world. As we were there, the one also raised up. He's out there singing in the discourse of the world. My goodness. And Chikibombe had taken up all of them. Praise Jesus much. And the discourse had turned to be a real discourse.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So nayenga mukisera kineno.
But in this time on,
Mukama afuba okulabanga atuita tuddobujja.
God tries to see, calls us that we be revived.
Tusobole okuddobujja.
That we can be restored.
Munyimba ezobwakatonda.
In the songs of God.
Munyimba ezobwakatonda olina okubanga instructed munyimba ezobwakatonda.
In the songs of God, you must be instructed in them.
Oyigiriziddwa.
And you've been instructed very well.
Era ngofunye skills zonna.
Gotten all skills. As they are done in heaven.
Where
we they are right within your Bible. None will lack its
meat.
For the mouth of the Lord spoke, and the Holy Spirit gathers. And he called us to seek the book of the Lord as we read. Praise Jesus much. So when you look in the First Chronicles, First Chronicles, chapter 25. Let's read verse 6 and 7.
Ebyomirembe kisoka esule ya 25 no olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Chronicles chapter 25 from verse 6.
Abobona babanga wansi w'emiko. Ababona babanga wansi w'emikono gya kitaabwe okuyimbiranga mu nyumba ya Mukama n'ebitaasa n'entongooli n'ennanga olw'okuweereza ng'okw'omu nyumba ya Katonda. Asafu, Yedusini, Nekemani, ingabali wansi w'ekiragiro kya Kabaka.
All these were under the direction of their father in the music in the house of the Lord with cymbals, lyres and harps for the service of the house of God. According to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman. Verse 7.
N'omuwendo gwabo wamu ne baganda babwe abayigirizibwa okuyimbira Mukama bonna abalina amagezi gwali ebikumi bibiri mu kinaana mu munaana.
So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were skillful, was 200 4 score and 8. Yes. Now, have you heard very well? Verse 6 it says, that all those who are in the instruction of the Father in music, music of the house of the Lord, they had those to direct them. Those things have to be done like this and this, as they are done in heaven. Appear that how songs of the house of God. You know, right now it is us. It's no more a building. We are the temple of the Spirit of the Lord. The songs we are made to sing, they must be a one who directs us. The Spirit of truth. Who knows how things are done in heaven. And he guides us how to do them on the world. The other, when you look to verse 7, this, it says that those who are instructed in the songs of the Lord, the songs of God, he is the one who first sings them. That those who are instructed, the songs of the Lord, they were filled with all skill, they are filled with all wisdom. Why these songs have been said they are songs of God?
He's
the one who first sings them. And he sends them to us. I want you to worship me in those songs. But how many songs?
Yeah,
you're sure that God first sang them.
But
my goodness.
My goodness. Woo.
My. You know, we told you. In the Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17,
these
songs God first sings them.
He first sings praise
and see whether they are interesting to him and he enjoys them.
And he sent
them through his Holy Spirit and the angels on this earth that we do sing them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But you think, how many are they? He first worships there.
Tukutenda mukama.
We worship as we praise you, Lord.
E yatufira.
He who died for us.
Nalabira da rujja kunyumu.
And he said that would be nice for me.
Baruwereze gundi oli arufuru.
Sent to the person.
Oboli yango rulira.
As you are there, you hear it play to you.
Ni abange zilinga mekezi uri
bwo kumerika. How many are songs like that which have been heard from the Lord?
Era bivuga ebyatebwako.
Ebyo
katonda byasunirako.
Are those the ones God expected to be played on them?
Manyika tonda bwaba yimba mwa.
When God is singing for himself there. Put only musical instruments there.
Look,
you, when you release them in another tune. My goodness. My God. You first read Zephaniah, we see.
Zephaniah, esure yokusatu, noru nyiriri ule kumino musamfu.
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17.
Mukama Katonda wo ali wakati wo owamanyi anaalokola. Ali kusanyukira nesanyu. Ali womulira mukwagala kwe. Ali kusanyukira ngayimba.
The Lord your God in the midst of you is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over you with joy. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Yes.
Katonda.
God himself, he first sings. And he sees a praise there.
He says,
cherubims attach on musical instruments. You know, cherubims created them inside them.
They
have all musical instruments in them. And they attach it and he sees the praise.
Gog
and Magog. And he sees the world of darkness. And he
says,
let it be set in the world. I will enjoy it.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem. It's a city which is good. And
he
first dance with it. Let it be sent. I will enjoy that. Okay.
Instruments
have been attached.
Now,
who is given to begin as you hear in the spirit? And the truth
scriptures
to see whether what is given is from God. How many are such songs and God has first sung them? You brought me from the village. Those are the songs, gospel. In much sorrow.
When
God has sung such.
God
say, born again of the village, God does not love them.
He
has done good things for me, I will sing.
If
he had not done them, won't you have worshipped him, for he created you to do that? Now there are songs. And you're going to be aligned upright and you leave them. And there are those who ask, why don't we play such songs here?
When
we see that some of them God has not sung them, neither thought of them.
I don't know why so cozy.
When he first sings them, and he sends them to
cherubims,
and they mix up.
But
my goodness,
and
the angels come in the city, and they dance praise. Now you musician. You say you sing gospel.
Expect,
if you sing that in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, will they sing and dance? Will they sing with you? My goodness. That's why angels no more they come down here. They go hear the discourse down on this earth.
What
we had not had it before here in heaven. God just bypassed it from us, reached it in earth. It was meant to first be demonstrated in heaven. What did he do to us? Then
they
will be done on earth. And that song did not pass here. Yet it came from the Lucifer who was dancing like that. I don't know, electricity.
These
days I saw.
ballet does. That's like a dog that destroys the leg like that. And the pulpit, they destroy the leg like that. And they also throw it. Now, if it's a girl child and she throws it like that, she opens the highways like that. Oh. Yet the others have demons of fornication, which take away the understanding of kings. And they reached to kill the prophets. Remember the girl who sang. They got powers from under the ocean to sing. And she sang a song. And the king got mad. Asked me all that you want from me. You believe half of my kingdom. I will give it to you. How dare you get drunk? What kind of music can make you get mad like that? When the girl inquired from the mother, what should we ask? John the Baptist. And the king could not reverse the offer. You know where they were taking the head? Ezekiel 27:13. They were taking it under the ocean, where they buy human body parts. And it's one of the missions I know who eat human hearts, that they are there. Which one? This million means changing color. Yes. He eats the human hearts. Human
chameleon.
That changing color thing. It is like changing color. What is a chameleon? Is it an animal, insect, a reptile? Praise Jesus much. You know, she danced ballet dance for the King Herod. And she spelled them with powers of darkness until the king got mad.
And
they have sold off the head of John the Baptist.
Matayo esule ye 14 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Matthew 14:1.
Mubiro biri Kerode owesaza nawulira tetumo lya Yesu.
At that time Herod the tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus.
Olunyiriri 2.
Verse 2.
Nagamba abaddu be nti oyo ye Yokana omubatiza azuukidde mbafu era ebyamaanyi bino kye biva bikolerwa mu ye.
And said unto his servants, this is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Verse 3.
Kubanga Kerode yali akutte Yokana namusiba namuteka mukomera olwa Kerodia mukazi wa Filipo muganda we.
For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. Verse 4.
Kubanga Yokana yamugamba nti chamuzizo gwe okubeera na ye.
For John said unto him, it is not lawful for you to have her. Verse 5.
Bweyali ayagala okumutta n'atya abantu kubanga bamulowooza nga ye nabbi.
And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. Verse 6.
Bwelwatuuka olw'okujjukira amazaalibwa ga Kerode, omuwala wa Kerodia n'azina mu maaso gaabwe n'asanyusa Kerode.
But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Verse 7.
Awo n'alayira n'asuubiza okumuwa kyonna kyanaasaba.
So that he promised with an oath
to give her whatsoever she would ask.
Verse 8.
And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John the Baptist's head on the platter." Verse 9.
Kabaka narumwa. Naye olw'ebirayiro bye n'olw'abo abaali batudde nga balya naye n'alagira okugumuwa.
And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the office sake and them who sat with him to eat, he commanded it to be given her.
Olunyiriro lw'ekkumi.
Verse 10.
N'atemako Yokana omutwe mu kkomera.
And he sent and beheaded John in the prison.
Olunyiriro lw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Ne baleeta omutwe gwe mu ssowaani ne baguwa omuwala n'agutwalira nnyina.
And his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother.
Naye kyekyaleeta obuzibu bwonna.
What brought all the problem?
Music n'amazina agaaliko.
Music and the dance she attached on the music.
Gaali gajjudde amaanyi g'ekizikiza.
All was filled with powers of darkness.
Kabaka n'okusiriwala n'asiriwala.
The king even reached to get foolish.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the king,
he
reached a point to get foolish. After they asked the head from him, he felt sorry. Yet he regretted what he spoke. Yet you've already sorted, you no more understand.
Kubanga ogendera mu ruyimba nga ruyimba.
Because when you go in a
fire band them.
Are you still normal in your senses dancing?
Ngaba kuitira muliro kukuoje.
They call fire to burn you.
Waluwa wasaja bayi menyimba nga basaddaka no kubasaddaka nga temumanyi.
There are men who sing songs and they sacrifice you through them yet you do not even know.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati Kabaka ngata chaina chakora.
Now the king had nothing else to do.
Nabaliwo bali baulira.
Even those present, they had heard the oath.
Yabyogere dogonga limuri nye.
He spoke when witchcraft has overtaken him.
Umutwe bagulete ku
sowani. They bring the head on the platter.
And work iri bandi gulete demu kutia.
Neba nabali bakambwe. But these people were not easy.
Ugweta kutse ku sowani ngaba kenda guria.
The platter, they're going to eat it. And they never boil it, they brought it when it is fresh. When they had sent them to bring it, take it under the ocean. Where Jezebel sits. As she drinks the blood of the holy ones. And in Ezekiel chapter 27. Verses 1, 2 and the verse
14.
It says like this.
Ezekiel esule yabiri mu musanvu n'olunyiri olusooka.
Ezekiel chapter 27 verses 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjijira nate nga kyogera.
The word of the Lord came again unto me saying.
Olunyiri olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
Tinawe omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungubagira Tuulo.
Now you son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyre.
Olunyiri olw'okusatu.
Verse 3.
Ogambe Tuulo nti ayigwa Tuulo wayingirirwa mu nnyanja omusubuzi w'amawanga ery'ebizinga bingi. Bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe ayi Tuulo oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi.
And say unto Tyre, O you that are situated at the entrance of the sea, which are a merchant of the people for many coastlands, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyre, you have said, I am of perfect beauty. She sits
Nyanja
at the entrance
Atenga
to the sea.
Wa mawanga.
Yes, she is the merchant of nations.
At what war we suppose?
Now there is a merchandising.
We
bring merchandise from under the ocean and you bring them on this earth. But those who do merchandising of the ocean, those who get powers of darkness from the sea, they have things they exchange them for. Like those spoken about in the verse 13. In Ezekiel 27. Let us read here.
Ezekiel esule yabiri mu musanvu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
Ezekiel chapter 27 verse 14.
Yavani, Tubali ne Meseki be bali abasuubuzi bo. Bawangayo emibiri gy'abantu n'ebintu eby'ebikomo olw'obuguzi bwo.
Javan, Tubal and Mesech, they were your merchants.
They traded the persons of men and vessels of bronze in your market. Yes. These ones we are exchanging human body parts. The human hearts. Human private parts. Leaving their wombs and the wombs of their women and wives. And every conception, they swallow it out of the stomach. Now, these who took the head of John the Baptist, they were musicians.
Family.
That family. But they were wizards. Wizards under the ocean. And exchange for powers of darkness as they give their human body parts. Now, what is awesome which happened? They sent them
music
in the church to destroy gospel music. And they came with words which destroy it. Like you hear gospel music fire away. The homosexuals and they all come in.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But they have surrounded the whole world. Now, the other who does not have mercy on herself as you know her, when you join another name on her, that she's Julie. If you see the songs they first sang, and there is darkness in them, and they were showing where they are heading on to. Now today, they have married a woman. And you look to that God. Someone who say you have abused. Jesus is coming back, separated the sheep from the God.
Now,
that one is a God already. Don't abuse any person here.
Jesus
said to separate the sheep from the God. Now that one became a God. They are there where they are licking private parts of the others. As you see those he goats they do. They open up their tooth like that. Up. But let me leave that. But you
who
are out there doing things not right on yourselves. Others you facilitate things not right. You lick those private parts. Like a he goat. You spell on them. Things not right.
As
you smile those of tooth like of a goat, a he goat. And you lick the parts like a he goat. And you open those your tooth out. As you do that, you are like that. As you get foolish out there.
Apostle, no.
This man. Abuse us in another way. Now, a God, does he not do that? The same things you do, those things we've spoken about? I would have avoided to speak of them. Maybe
they're
tooth. You know what? How a he God does it? I'll sample it for you and you see. You know, it's our work to stop this world be turned into Sodom and Gomorrah. For those ones are the ones who entered in the church to destroy gospel music. That's why God has sent us a restoration. Tell your brethren in every place they are that there is a great call in this nation. A nation about that call.
And
spacing in the full knowledge. No matter where else they will move, they will never explain it.
That
I tell you, it's of truth.
You was
just studying and you hear us
ask.
You can understand it, the explanation of the worldwide call is right here. And we've not showed ourselves about that. Praise Jesus much.
So, Uganda,
so brethren,
abo,
those men
abo,
and those women
noneka,
who got corrupted, they
mtenye.
Were sent right within the church. And they began to destroy the entire gospel music. When you see the way they clothe, look at those who play the keyboards. My God, they are Rastafarians. Plated hair, yet they are men.
Bible
say Hera is the owner of a woman.
I
don't know whether I turn to a woman. Maybe
is
a woman to a certain man. Homosexuality, there are homosexuals in the church. Others, they cut hair. They are like wolf on the field. Like this. The hair is like on in the middle here. They are on the keyboards of God. Even Angel Michael's holding them in heaven. They're like that. Look at the trousers as if they've defecated in them. They're on the keyboard and the trousers down like that. Yet they have crushed their butts. Not to open the door at the inch is not easy. You're going to just crush it. This
part
has not opened like that.
I'll
get an entire cassava and you begin to turn it past there. They are the ones on the keyboards.
Look
at the musicians, they have damaged trousers just as their brains are damaged.
There
are girls in the choir. They are like demons in the deserts. They clothe their clothings. My goodness. All there, I will reach there. Now you homosexuals, I don't know. Having sex with each other. You do things not right. Women with women. I think you pass in two parts. Maybe you become, which kind of animal is that? Even in the animals, usual animals, it's not there. Even a goat cannot stray off to the rifle part, it has to pass.
Yet you are
an unusual goat. Now we come in the church that we are praising. With those funny songs. Praise Jesus much.
So
those things,
they're
what have caused revival
and
restoration
of
those who worship God in the spirit and truth all over the world. And it's going to be scary in Uganda. I speak of you and me. And it has to do that work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So there is a foolishness in different form of profane which is filled in the church right now.
And
God, when he hears those songs,
he
feels tired of their applause. He's tired. The approvals of those songs.
But
when he speaks in Amos chapter 8, verses 3 up to 6, he says like this.
Amos chapter 8,
verses 3. Amos chapter 8, verse 3.
Awe nyimbe zomu yekalu. Nti awe nyimba ezomu yekalu ziriba kuwogana kuluna kuru. Bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Emirambo jiriba minji. Bali jisula mubuli chifo ngabasirise.
And the songs of the temple shall be wailings in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth in silence. Verse 4.
Muulire kino, ayi mwabagala okuliira ddala eyeetaaga.
n'okumalawo abaavu ab'omu nsi.
Hear this, O you that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail.
Olinyolokutano.
Verse 5.
Nti omwezi ogwakaboneka guliggwaako ddi, tulyoke tutunde eŋŋaano, ne ssabbiiti tusumulule eŋŋaano, nga mutoniwaza efa era nga muneniwaza sekeri era nga mulyazaamaanya ne minzaani ez'obulimba.
Saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, and making the ephah small and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit? Yes. Everything they exchanged it.
He
said, now songs of the temple, they will reach a time and it's wailings through them. Only tears. And they no more make meaning.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you enter the verse 10, he says this.
Amos chapter
8, verse
10. Nenyimba zammwe zonna okuba okukungubaga. Era ndireeta ebibukutu ku biwato byonna. N'ebiwalaata ku buli mutwe. Era ndirufuula ng'okukungubagira omwana yazaalibwa omu. N'enkomerero yaalwo ng'olunaku olubalagala.
And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon every waist, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it like the morning of an only son, and its end as a bitter day.
He,
yes. He will turn our songs into mourning. For the songs reached the time, those of the temple, of the church, and it is just wailings in there. Do you know what turned them into that? Verse 11 and verse
12
says, that they first took away the thirst still of the word of God. The word of God. The more it reduced in the church, and we move to take it, the finger of God. I hear it's coming. Take it. Receive it. Now you bring as you take it. When the gospel turned to that, even the songs came and they are like that, and they are no more in the word of God. The word of God, the more it reduced to be preached to the church, and we preach material gains of the world and the miracles, as we've made them in the gospel, people sing of such. They no more can sing of the entire word of God as it says. Because in the verse 11, verse 12, he said, that in those days there's a famine. There's a famine.
And
the thirsty of the world.
Because
people have not the word of God in their lives. What they hear as the gospel is what they sing about. When they hear gospel material gains of the world, they sing about such. And you find one singing of heaven. And there are a very few of them.
You
need to get one in the 4 years. As you pass time, you no more hear of that person. There are also systems in the world to make your song be accepted, and it's very hard. If you are a girl, child, or a woman, the producers of the world have to first have a share of the sugar, as they say that girl children are sugar. And they want to first get a share of themselves. You know, parents who are mothers, they train their girl children to be prostitutes. And they tell you, you are sugar to them. That you can give up a quarter or a
kilo
of sugar. Now when you reach to begin to price that as they say,
yet,
it is only adultery and which grew in you as your parents told you. Now to sing out in the world, it came to appear very hard. For a church reached a point, and these musicians,
gospel,
it has no way they support and help them.
And they staggered out in the world. And they fell on the men of the world. Starting from producers of the songs,
to
go on to promoters, to go on into those, to allow them to sing in their performances. And they all have got the share to do foolishness unto you as they want.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
many things have happened on us as church. Many happened on the songs of gospel. What must killed us most is to lacking the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the word of God, it ceased to be there. Let's read verse 11.
Amos chapter 8, verse
11.
Lava. Ennaku zijja bwayogera Mukama Katonda lwe ndiweereza enjala mu nsi eteri njala ya mmere newankubadde ennyonte ey'amazzi naye enjala ey'okuwulira ebigambo bya Mukama.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a fasting for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Verse 12.
Awo bali bulubuuta okuva ku nnyanja okutuuka ku nnyanja endala n'okuva obukiika obwakkono okutuuka ebuvanjuba balidduka na mbiro eruuyi n'eruuyi okunoonya ekigambo kya Mukama so tebalikiraba.
And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run and flow to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Yes. What caused songs to appear wailings before God? Yet we sing like we are praising Him. Yet we sing we are worshiping God. The word of God, when it reduced to being preached, passing through gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God, and His righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as we reveal secrets of kingdom of heaven, when that word disappeared, we resorted to word of the material gains of the world, selling of miracles, even the music was exchanged.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much. And as I speak of now, him got to go bring sign of COVID-19 in the world. He left it to happen.
But
nothing happens in the world when God is not aware of it. And he has not willed it.
He wanted
first stop us from making wailings of songs which have not wisdom in them.
When
all the synagogues were closed.
And let
be careful, we may go back in those eras as we
had.
We made notes. We are going to go back in that phase in 2024. 2023, the first bones of Egypt, all of them,
most
of them, they are going to die. I will speak it until you have seen it happen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because the firstborns of Egypt, they are ones who have led in every corruption which has happened. And before God kills them, Pharaoh, Satan would not let free the children of Israel to go in their homeland. When church is held by those men, Pharaoh, the devils, the leaders of Egypt, before God kills them, they'll not set free the church. He is going to kill them, even their firstborns, the honorable men of Egypt, even their firstborns. Let them not first target ours here. You see how they take him with his firstborn.
I die. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. In Amos chapter 5, verse 23, he says, let's take away that noise of those songs. Now he wants some of the new songs. And you sing the same songs 30 years. We praise him in the morning. All the new songs God sings, who sings them on his
own?
They sing a new song to him. But the olden songs of 80s, where salvation has just come in Uganda, they are the same you still sing up to date. Even the
music
as you sang when you matured, you still sing the same way.
Yeah,
when you're young, you do things of the young. It means you got stunted and grown.
When someone
gets stunted in the gospel,
they
get stunted in the gospel music. Sure. All them songs, yet they were not even of a good standard. That's why you're going to only hear new songs. For here we are testing them to see how is the mixing of them. Now
we are going
in the studio, we move adding more instruments of the Lord. And we have to sing new to new songs. But the noise of songs, God is not understood them. He just hear noise of them. These ones no more sing, they're just making noise for me.
Amosi esule yokutano norunyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
Amos chapter 5 verse 23.
Nziyako olugeyogano lw'ennyimba zo kubanga siwulire nanga zo. Ndi nziyako olugeyogano lw'ennyimba zo kubanga siwulire nanga zo bwe zikubibwa obulungi.
Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your harps. The keyboard, though you play a good one, but the song you are in making noise. Even the keyboard of the Bona thing, you hear they are those ones. Of 1980, 1970, late 70s. Just noise. No order. And they get girls filled of immorality. And they stand on the pulpits. And they begin to dance. They have a disco, they jam in the church. I heard they dance, they call it B-boy. If I can't speak to him,
B-boy,
me I'm to be what?
A girl.
They are words of homosexuality, they are within the church. And if you speak to
B-boy,
a man, your fellow man, B-boy, you speak it to a woman, your fellow woman, that B-boy, be my boy. They are words of homosexuality. Putting heads on the floor and rolling them. Who knows that dancing?
And
someone stands on the and jumps, falls on the floor like that, like a sack. Dancing of demons. Wonder how they throw themselves on the floor, how they feel.
What
they took me on some function. And the children were knocking themselves down on the floor like that. Suicide dance. Now is in the church. Even what? Suicide and murder dancings? The words of Satan, typical. And you bring them in the church?
There are those I saw, they are on a dusty, but they do like that. They open up their leg like that. That they do themselves that.
No guy,
you wonder.
Karinga kabwa kaza njira zanjira.
Dog praying right in the mat there.
Umanyu waruwa nena kuzinogeba kutamira.
You know that these days, they squat and they saw how they sodomize.
Guru oza mazina.
You think it's dancing, they are showing you. We sodomize like that. Like that. There are men who brought it here.
Kazole, ewaye Kenzo. Kazole, Kenzo.
Kazole, Kenzo. That's one. that you dance like that. You sodomize. What? Like that. Like that.
I
think it's a new dance style has come. They are showing you the way they do it out there. You know, the other, you cannot be flat like this. The other, you are like this. Quarter. As you dust, like quarter. That. Like that. Like that. And you two, you call me. And you bring in the church. Jesus, yes. Catch it. Get it. But church, stop copying things of the world. Let's go back. No things done in heaven, we do them on this earth. That's why God calls it a noise we make for him.
And he said,
no matter how you pray, I will not listen to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So we're
going to come back the other time. Know of the songs of God and the musical instruments of God. May God bless you. Let's move on in the next part.